Well, we're in Ankeny, Iowa today at the offices of the Iowa Soybean Association. We're going to visit with Tristan Mueller, who is the program manager for the On-Farm Network. And Tristan, first of all, tell us about the On-Farm Network. I know this is a pretty impressive program that the Iowa Soybean Association has put together and is doing a lot of good work out in the country.
The On-Farm Network is a program that the Iowa Soybean Association has. And the purpose of it is to test products and test management practices for the growers so they can see firsthand what these products are doing. And then also that we can have a stronger database that we can put together of like a fungicide trial, or we have the same trial with multiple farmers across the state in multiple years. So we can come up with a conclusion for the farmers for them to have a better practice, management practices in the future.
How many farmers do you have participating in the program?
This last year we had about 100 farmers, and that's been about the number per year that we've had. Mm-hmm. And usually farmers will have multiple trials, so average about 3 or 4 trials per farmer. So last year we had just shy of 300 trials put out.
And as far as this year goes, you're still filling some spots, you were saying?
We are. We do have some vacant spots for some of the products that we're testing this year. A couple of the ones that are kind of exciting that we're working with. One is with Monsanto. We have a project that we're calling the high intensity, trying to get a high yield environment in soybeans. And it's comparing a program with a pre-emerge herbicide to get better weed control, and then following that later in the season with a fungicide, trying to optimize the growing conditions for soybeans.
Well, this is quite a commitment on the part of the farmer to be part of this. So what are the benefits back to him besides obviously seeing the results on his own place?
It can give, there's a couple incentives for the farmers. The farmer will get free product. So they can go, the product will be supplied by Monsanto for this trial. And then, like you said, it is a benefit because then they can see, does this practice fit into my farm? But then also as a whole, we'll have several of these trials across the state. So we'll know from that database, will it be beneficial for all farmers?
You mentioned one that there's a lot of interest in, a growing interest again, is soil-applied insecticides.
Yeah, this last year we had close to 15 soil-applied insecticide trials, and it kind of surprised us with the results. We had a really good response. Yield response from soil-applied insecticides, and that's really sparked an interest across the country, really, for putting out soil-applied insecticides on top of traded corn. We have two companies that are sponsoring trials this year for the soil-applied insecticide trials. We have had a lot of interest for those, so those programs are filling up quickly, but we're hoping this year we'll answer a lot of questions on how traits and the soil-applied insecticides interact and what results we'll get from that.
Another area that's growing in importance, I would say, is cover crops.
Yes, cover crops are very important, and it went from kind of a fringe farmers who were interested in cover crops to it's much more of a mainstream idea right now. And with cover crops, we're running trials this coming year for cover crops. But it's very important topic, obviously.
Are you cooperating, or will you be cooperating with the nutrient reduction strategy that the state of Iowa is putting together?
We're working with our environmental team to take some notes on what effect the cover crops have. Does it help erosion control? Does it help water quality? Does it take up different nutrient, nitrogen, or does it fix nitrogen? Or we're taking some more details with that with our environmental team. One thing that to note is that it's important to coming up here in May 10th is the deadline for insurance cutoff to have the cover crops killed. So we need to spray it with Roundup or Liberty or some sort of herbicide to get the cover crops that carried over from last season killed prior to the crop going in.